Thanks to a grant from the Park City Education Foundation, one of the hurdles facing the Park City School District's dual immersion program will be eliminated at least for next school year. Jen Billow of the Education Foundation says among other site grants, they've helped out the dual immersion program by funding a teacher at Ecker Hill Middle School.
They asked us to fund the dual language social studies teacher at Ecker next year. That was kind of an issue of this first class of dual language kids leaving Parleys and going to Ecker. What were they going to do? Have language one day, and then they'll have social studies in Spanish the next day because it's the every other day schedule. So as a sort of a stopgap until they get that all figured out, we are funding that teacher for 1 year.
She says while it will only fund the teacher for 1 year, she hopes that it will give the district time to figure it out going forward. Billow says some of the other site grants the Ed Foundation regularly funds have come back again for next year.
Our author in residence, the National Competition Fund that helps cover costs for all the great high school academic teams that are going to all these national competitions. The leadership class at Treasure, Smart Music at Ecker.
The Education Foundation also makes certain that art education continues in the school district.
We're funding art specialists again at 3 of the 4 elementary schools. Jeremy Ranch has a fabulous volunteer program, so they do that. The other 3 elementary schools, we fund an art specialist, and that has been a great program going forward.
The Author in Residence program is also funded by the site grant program. Billow says the English department has selected that author for next year.
Raina Grand is coming in, and she is a Hispanic author. You know, she's written several books, and I can't remember off the top of my head what book it is, but we're very excited the English department has picked her, and we'll be doing a lot more even with our Latino population because she's a great role model.
Billow says the author in residence and their books are thoroughly vetted each year, but after the controversy surrounding author Sherman Alexie last year, they've decided to more widely and clearly communicate the ability to opt out of the program.
All the books are vetted by the English department and the novels committee, and definitely the novels committee is a range of parents and administrators, and Sherman Alexie's book had passed all that criteria. So I think what we learned, though, is that the English department will upfront give the opt-out, so if there's anything a parent is worried about in the book, I don't know that there will be this year, they can opt out ahead of time.
In addition, the Education Foundation is helping raise more funds to be able to place gifted specialists in each of the elementary schools.
Part of the district learning plan also is objective number 2 is to help our gifted and high achieving kids. So we have 2 right now. The district is funding a third, and we are raising money for 2 more. So there'll be 1 at each elementary school and then 1 for 6th, 7th, and 8th. So there are open houses that are going to be coming up at all the elementary schools to learn about that. And the great thing about a gifted specialist in the elementaries is it will give the regular classroom teacher more time to work with the kids in that classroom to do more differentiation in that classroom.
That's Jen Billow of the Park City Education Foundation. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.